This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell
from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
So, if you're following along with the Lori Vallow Daybell trial and maybe you're new to all of this, going, oh, this is really bizarre and deep and dark. And you're right. You are 100% right about all of those opinions. But it is a confusing case to wrap your mind around unless you understand the timeline of some of the major events that have taken place. We're going to go through the timeline of the Chad and Lori Daybell saga here in order on this podcast. So you can get yourself caught up or refresh yourself in terms of how all of this initially played out and how we are today with Lori Vallow Daybell on trial. It all goes back to July 11th of 2019, where Lori Vallow's husband, Charles Vallow, is killed by her brother, Alex Cox, in Arizona. Police initially ruled that Alex acted in self-defense, but they reopened the case many months later after the children were reported missing. Now, Charles had been trying to get help for Lori and get help for the kids, which were in Lori's care, because Lori was saying all sorts of bizarre things of her extreme religious beliefs and that people were turning into zombies. And he didn't view her as stable in any way, shape, or form. And then suddenly, he dies. Alex kills him in that house, again, claiming self-defense. But if you look into it, as it's being looked into again now, highly unlikely, likely more so something along the lines of a murder. But now Alex is dead as well, and we'll get to that shortly. And by the way, when Lori went in for questioning with police, you got to check that out. We have the audio here on the feed. You can go back and find it where she's being questioned about the death of Charles Vallow, her husband. She's all happy and peppy and having a good old time and joking. And her husband was just literally murdered in her house. Yeah, it's disturbing. August of 2019, Lori moved the children, JJ and Tylee, to Rexburg, Idaho, close to where her future husband, Chad Daybell, lives with his wife, Tammy. Keep in mind, they're not divorced, but they had a thing going on. September 8th, 2019, Tylee is seen alive for the last time during a trip to Yosemite National Park with Lori, JJ, and Alex. In the following weeks, Lori was telling people that her daughter is studying at Brigham Young University's Idaho campus, which was a lie. September 23rd, 2019, the last time JJ is seen at his school in Rexburg. Lori emails the school the following day claiming she's moving the family to California for a new job. Again, not what happened. On October 2nd of 2019, Brandon Bordeaux, the ex-husband of Lori's niece, Melanie, is targeted in a drive-by shooting in Arizona. Police identify the vehicle carrying the shooter as a Jeep registered to Charles Vallow, Lori's late husband. October 19th, 2019, Chad's wife, Tammy, 49, dies at their Idaho home. An obituary states that she passed away peacefully in her sleep. You're healthy in 49. Not a common thing. Chad declines an autopsy, and her death is listed due to natural causes. Wonder what they would have found. October 15th, 2019, a friend of Tylee receives a vague "miss you" text from her phone, but says that it didn't sound like the teen. On November 5th of 2019, Lori and Chad tie the knot. Keep in mind, their children are missing at this point in time. No one has seen them. Grandparents are asking, begging. Dateline is following them around. And they thought, you know, what should we do? Let's go to Hawaii. Let's go to Kauai and tie the knot on a beach. Receipts indicate that Lori purchased her own wedding ring from Amazon nearly 3 weeks prior to Tammy's death. Yes. Chad's wife dies, naturally. And then just before, like, she's even cold, they're off to Hawaii to go get married. And by the way, the wedding ring bought on Amazon before Tammy's dead. November 26th of 2019, out-of-state relatives ask Idaho police to perform a welfare check on JJ. Lori and Chad claim he is in Arizona with relatives and ask their friend Melanie Gibb to lie and say she took the boy there for Thanksgiving. Police soon learn that no one has seen JJ or Tylee since September. November 27th of 2019, police execute a search warrant related to the children at Lori's home and discover that she and Chad have fled to Idaho. December 10th, 2019. Tammy's body is exhumed from a Utah cemetery, and her death is reclassified as suspicious. December 12, 2019, Lori's brother Alex Cox is found dead in a bathroom in his Arizona home. Months later, an autopsy determines that he died of natural causes while he had the overdose drug Narcan in his system. On December 21st, 2019, Rexburg police issued the first press release about JJ and Tylee, revealing that they believe their disappearance could be linked to Tammy's death and asking the public for more information. December 24th, of 2019, Lori and Chad issue a statement through an attorney saying they love their son and daughter and look forward to addressing allegations once they've moved beyond speculation and rumor. Yeah. December 30th, 2019, police accuse Lori and Chad of lying to investigators and say they believe the couple knew where the kids are or what happened to them. January 3rd of 2020, police search Chad's home in Salem and remove 43 items, including tech devices and journals. They also comb over sections of the snow-covered yard with rakes and metal detectors. You know where this is going. January 26th of 2020, Lori and Chad are seen for the first time in months as police serve them with two search warrants in Kauai. Lori is also served with a court order to produce the children to authorities in Idaho in 5 days. The couple are approached by the media while officers serve the documents and refuse to say anything about the missing children. January 30th of 2020, Lori misses the court deadline to produce the children to Idaho authorities. February 20th, 2020, Lori is then arrested in Kauai and charged with two felony counts for desertion and non-support of a dependent child. And one misdemeanor count, each for resisting and obstructing an officer, solicitation of a crime, and contempt of court. March 5th of 2020, Lori is then extradited to Idaho, where she's held on $1 million bond at the Madison County Jail. March 17th of 2020, Lori professes her innocence in a statement through her attorney as two other members of her defense team quit, and the judge removes himself from the case. March 24th of 2020, the court documents filed in the divorce of Lori's niece, Melanie, and her husband, Brandon Bordeaux, allege that Lori told people she believed her children were zombies before they disappeared. On April 9th of 2020, authorities reveal that they're investigating Lori and Chad for murder, attempted murder, and conspiracy in connection with Tammy's death. June 9th of 2020, police search Chad's home in Salem for the second time and discover, yes, this is where it happens, human remains in the backyard. Chad is taken into police custody and charged with destruction or concealment of evidence. We have audio of the phone call that Chad made to Lori while this search was taking place. Take a listen to this.
Hello.
Are you okay? What can I do for you?
I'm doing pretty calm. I would call Marco, maybe. Just talk with him.
Have you talked to him already?
I did call him, yes.
So he knows what they're doing?
Yeah. It's okay. Call from somebody else I need to talk to. I love you so much.
Okay, I love you. Should I try to call you later?
I don't know. I don't know. You can try, yeah. I'll answer if I can.
Okay.
I love you, and I'll talk soon.
Okay, baby. I love you.
Okay. Love you.
You know, your typical husband-wife phone call, you know, from the house that's being searched and the backyard being dug up by the pet cemetery to find the kids' bodies while your wife is in prison. That sort of phone call. May 25th of 2021, Lori and Chad are charged with first-degree murder and the deaths of their children. Chad is also charged with first-degree murder and the death of his wife, Tammy. May 27th of 2021, Lori is deemed incompetent to stand trial on the murder charges in Idaho. August 5th of 2021, prosecution announces it will seek the death penalty for Chad. On April 11th of 2022, Lori is restored to competency. Criminal proceedings against her in Ohio are ordered to continue. April 14th, 2022, Lori is taken to Madison County Jail in Rexburg, Idaho by Fremont County Sheriff's Officers. April 10th of 2023, Lori goes on trial. That's where we're starting right now. The murders of J.J. Seven and Ty Lee. 17. We have all the coverage for you here every single day. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss a moment of it. Breaking updates and discussion as well. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage. Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill
from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this... it's the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.